I was 12 and a half when he was killed. I was going to school in Delhi, which is where he had spent a good deal of his final period in life. Say half of his last 2 years were spent in different spells in Delhi, where I was going to school, so I saw a fair amount of him during that time. I attended many of his Pontifical prayer meetings. Sometimes I saw him also with my parents and my siblings, privately, you might say, for a few minutes. Those were very rare and precious occasions. Before that, when my grandfather and grandmother were both imprisoned in Pune, in so-called Aga Khan Palace, but it was a prison, my grandmother was dying, and I went to see, along with my parents and my siblings, went to see her before she died. The British allowed us to do that. When did I first feel or learn that he was a kind of incredible figure? I would say it was during those final months in India, in New Delhi, before he was killed, and while I was going to school at the age of 10, 11, 12. Because I was often at these encounters that he had with hundreds and thousands of people. Sometimes they were unhappy and angry people who felt that he had not been able to protect their families, protect their loved ones. They did not like that in his multi-faith prayers he included a recitation from the Quran, the opening chapter, the Al-Fatiha from the Quran, which, by the way, is something that everybody should read, the opening chapter of the Quran, what it says. So at times, the vast majority of occasions and the vast majority of participants at this kind of prayer meeting would be perfectly happy with this. And some people would get up and say, no, we won't allow you to have the Quran. It was in the name of the Quran that many of our relatives were killed. They won't let you have this recitation. So he would say to everybody else, well, these people don't want it. What do you want? They would say, we don't mind. So he would say to the others, well, everybody else doesn't seem to mind. Why don't you withdraw your objection? And in most cases, they would withdraw. Sometimes they would not. And when they did not withdraw, Gandhi's response was, all right, in this case, I will not have the other readings either. As it happened, the first was a Buddhist thing, the second was the Quran, and the Hindu bits came later. And so he would proceed straight away to his discourse, his pronouncements of whatever was happening. I was often seated with him, very close to him, facing several hundred, sometimes more than 100,000 plus. And I would say to myself, if I saw these angry people, what should I do? What would I be able to do if somebody were to come and attack this old man who didn't have any security people, guards, anything like that? And the fact that he was not afraid of these people, and he was talking in a reasonable, you might say, friendly manner to those who were attacking him, made me feel that this was a very special kind of guy. So this is when I was 11, 12. I could feel this, you might say, unusualness to him. And then, of course, when he was killed, Bhatiyaga was not there. There was some athletic event in school that I was taking part in. And I saw the grief, the love of the people. I realized that, you know, there was this tremendous thing about him that